Some 6 million registered voters Sunday are to choose Madagascar's next president from a field of candidates that include President Marc Ravalomanana, who is running for a second term, and 13 opponents from various political backgrounds. International observers say the process has gone relatively smoothly, despite some notable disputes. The director of the Elections Institute of Southern Africa, Denis Kadima, says a number of candidates have criticized what they say is a lack of transparency.
They can't understand that the number of voters is only 200,000 more than 5 years ago, while the population is growing by 3.2% every year, so they should have at least 1 million more voters.
Kadima adds that candidates are also upset that voter lists have not been published for public review. And they object to the lack of public funds for campaigns and to a law requiring the parties to print their own voting ballots. They say these measures favor the party in power. Other political groups are boycotting the elections, saying they are being held 2 months early, which favors the incumbent and is unconstitutional. However, the earlier date has been upheld by Madagascar's Constitutional Court. The election has also been marked by the government's refusal to allow an exiled opposition leader to return home to compete in the polling. In addition, a soldier was killed 2 weeks ago in a clash that erupted after a retired army general called for the president to step aside in favor of an interim military regime. However, the head of the National Democratic Institution Observer Mission in Madagascar, Kelly Jones, says that the incident does not seem to have affected the elections.
It appeared to leave everybody's radar as quickly as it appeared, and I don't think that there was any lingering impact on the populace or on the electoral process.
The presidential election 5 years ago resulted in a seven-month-long crisis during which Mr. Ravalomanana and then-President Didier Ratsirak both claimed victory. The standoff ended when Ratsirak went into exile in France. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。